Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, September 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news and lots of it, first up, the city of Wauchula will be replacing a traffic cabinet at the intersection of 5th Avenue and Bay Street this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m., an officer will be present to control traffic, but please use extra caution in this area for our workers and other drivers. The area, again, is 5th Avenue and Bay Street, the intersection there from Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. You have some local warrants in Hardy County. First up, Pedro Rivera has a local warrant for violation of probation for resisting an officer with violence, assault on a law enforcement officer, and battery on a law enforcement officer. And Roberto Morales Patistan has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of a fraudulent ID card. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, you are asked to contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Heartland Crime Stoppers tips may be eligible to receive a reward. And Polk County Sheriff's Office homicide detectives are investigating the murder of 21-year-old Tyrell Bell of Kissimmee. On Tuesday around 2 p.m., grove workers called PCSO after finding Mr. Bell deceased in a grove near Lewis Griffith Road and Grove Road 3 in unincorporated Lake Wales. According to evidence at the scene, Mr. Bell was shot to death. If anyone has information about Mr. Bell's murder, or if anyone saw or heard anything suspicious in that area, please contact the PCSO at 863-298-6200. Once again, 863-298-6200. Your local events. If you'd like to discuss updates to Hardy County's Land Development Code, or LDC, stop by anytime from 4 to 6 p.m. today at the Hardy County Commission Chambers, 412 West Orange Street, room 102. For more information, you can contact Todd Miller, the Planning Director of Hardy County, at 863-767-1964, or you can email todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The address, once again, is 412 West Orange Street, room 102. The Hardy versus Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up on Saturday, September 25th at 7 a.m. Contests include the longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is limited, and they'll have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which includes meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, you can call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967, or you can go online for more information and to reserve your spot now at hardycc.com. And tomorrow night, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Avon Park and take on the Red Devils in a non-district away game. Kickoff's at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring the game right to you, and we'll have live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in Hardy County. Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for a family support worker. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehab Center is looking for licensed practical nurses. LPN certification is required. And the Allen J. Automotive Network is still looking for a collision center administrative assistant. U.S. work authorization and 1 year of customer service experience are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here in Rook Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind south at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour. Humidity is extremely humid, 73%. The dew point 75. Cloud cover is 81%. The visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 17,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today mostly sunny this morning, scattered showers this morning, scattered thunderstorms, numerous showers this afternoon, highs around 90, south winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour this afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, south winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 40% chance of rain. Friday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, south winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon with an 80% chance of rain. And Friday night, your game night forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 30% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Export rules have been streamlined to help more California plums reach buyers in Japan. Caroline Stringer of the California Fresh Fruit Association says multiple rounds of negotiations have refined protocols for fruit entering the Japanese market. While she doesn't expect an export spike this year, she said the new rules will expand market opportunities over time. The California plum harvest wraps up in October. For 2021, USDA reports the value of the nation's cropland is $4,420, up nearly 8% from 2020 and marking a record high in cropland values. According to AgWeb.com, the value of U.S. cropland has hovered around $4,000 since 2014. The U.S. pasture value averaged $1,480 per acre, up 5.7% from 2020. Overall farm real estate values, the value of land and buildings on the farm, averaged $3,380 per acre for 2021, up 7%. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer improved in August, up 4 points to a reading of 138. The modest rise was attributable to improvements in both of the barometer sub-indices. The index of current conditions rose 9% to 152, and the index of future expectations rose 2 points to 132. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' survey responses.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The nation's cotton crop is larger and remains in better shape compared to the same time last year. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest.
Taking a look at the cotton crop, which remains in pretty good shape, but behind schedule on development, we see just 36% of the U.S. cotton bolls open behind the five-year average of 43%, and 10 percentage points behind last year at this time when 46% of the cotton bolls were open.
The cotton harvest is at about 5%. That's behind last year at this time, as well as the five-year average.
Cotton condition bouncing back at 64% good to excellent. That's up 3 points from last week. 6% very poor to poor. That's down a point from last week. And that continues to place this year's crop considerably above what we saw this time a year ago when we were at just 45% good to excellent and 27% very poor to poor.
Total production of cotton is up worldwide, and most of that change is being driven by production increases from the United States. The U.S. cotton production estimate is up 27% from last year's crop. Production in Florida is estimated to be close to 46% above 2020 at 150,000 bales. Georgia production is estimated at 2.2 million bales. That's up about 1%. And in Alabama, production is forecast at 770,000 bales, up 5% from a year ago.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report. on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Retail sales and unemployment applications go in the same direction, up. Correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in August from the month before. It was much better than the 0.85% decline Wall Street analysts had expected. However, the report does show a shift in how the Delta variant has changed where Americans spend their time and money. Online sales soared 5.5% last month, while sales at restaurants and bars were flat from the month before.
332,000 Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. That was a rise of 20,000 from the prior week. Irish airline Ryanair planning to create 5,000 jobs over the next 5 years, part of its recovery from the shock of the coronavirus pandemic. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The San Diego Padres jumped out to a 5-0 lead, finally cooling down San Francisco, ended the Giants' 9-game winning streak 9-6. L.A. was winning their 6th straight, 5-3 over Arizona. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner scored 2 runs.
We like our team. We like where we're at. We like the way we're playing right now. And, again, it's just about taking it one day at a time and controlling what we can control.
St. Louis beat New York 11-4. The Cards have won 5 straight to solidify their hold on the second wild card. St. Louis outfielder Harrison Bader was 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs.
All I know is we're just staying in the pocket and playing our game on all sides of baseball.
Colorado edged Atlanta 3-2 in 10 innings. Braves manager Brian Snitker says his offense sputtered.
A lot of situations in our favor, I thought. Just couldn't get a big hit.
Braves' East lead was trimmed to 3.5 games over Philadelphia, who beat Chicago 6-5. It was Pittsburgh 5, Cincinnati 4. The Reds' 7th loss in 9 games. Miami outslug Washington 8-6. This is SRN Sports. Toronto Heat AL East leader Tampa Bay 6-3. Blue Jays shortstop Bo Bichette, who hit a 3-run homer and collected 5 RBIs, says they are a pretty confident ball club right now, having won 13-15.
You know, we're a great team. This is, I expect to win every time we get on the field. We think we're better than the teams we play, so we go out there with that confidence.
Toronto, New York, and Boston all remain in a virtual tie for the 2 AL wild cards. New York beat Baltimore 4-3. Yankees starting pitcher Nestor Cortez allowed 1 run while striking out 11 over 6 1/3.
I think I didn't really miss much with, you know, the fastball, which got me going, and that's what led me to the 11 strikeouts.
Boston beat Seattle 9-4 in 10 innings. It was Houston 7, Texas 2, the West leading A's 7 games up at Oakland, who beat Kansas City 12-10. L.A. down Chicago 3-2, the Central leading White Sox came up short after putting runners on the corners with 1 out in the 9th. Cleveland beat Minnesota 12-3, interleague final. Detroit 4-1 over Milwaukee as the Tigers completed a 2-game sweep of the NL Central leaders. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or visit them online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, light travels faster than sound. This is why some people appear bright until they speak. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.